The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Oh, we got stuff going on today's show. Oh, we have things to do. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. As I told you, what happened yesterday wound up being an explosion of reaction to the Trump abortion pronouncement. And I think a lot of people I love have it a little wrong. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Let's not bury the lead in the midst of all of this. And we're going to, in fact, 866-660-5759. How'd the eclipse work out for you? 7:35, Mike joins us from Tokyo. Don't tease me, bro. Mike joins us from Tokyo for a 7:35, or as they call it in Japan, the 9:35 p.m. They are 14 hours ahead. Mike will regale us with bullet train stories and tell us what he thinks of the Trump pronouncement yesterday. During yesterday's program, I shared, and I'm glad I shared something from Mike Pence and thanked him for it, because Brother Pence, who filled his long empty days yesterday with trolling Trump with feigned pro-life hostility. But Brother Pence did do us a favor yesterday in sharing with us this wonderful post from a suburban Virginia Christian educator who said, just think about this. Look how many moons there are in the solar system, almost 300 of them. Ours is the only one that is the exact size and distance and where everything lines up, where the exact disk of the moon can cover the exact disk of the sun and make a corona and make this spectacle. And darned if it's not the only place in the solar system where there are human beings to see it. That was one of the things that just really spun me off in magnificent directions about the eclipse, is the godly wonder of all of it. The book of Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. That's what happened yesterday. That's what happened. So before we take a look at a quick recollection, Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of this new day. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. Lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools and public spaces are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn and fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything, and we ask these things in your holy name. Amen. Some of you may be noticing, and bless you all for caring. I'm fighting my way through a cold. I feel fine. So yesterday, after the show, I went home and I just said, I just got to collapse and do a quick nap. Woke up just as the devouring of the sun was set to begin at 12:23. So we're at the house. Ethan's at work. So Lisa and I are just in the house by ourselves. We get our glasses that we got at Dutchman's Hidden Valley. I can never remember the name of this. We're going down to the hill country, and we're at Dutchman's Hidden Valley. Unbelievable, like German deli, double Dutch, the sandwiches. Oh, my gosh. In Hamilton, Texas, about halfway down to the hill country. So we kept the glasses for a couple of months, and today was the day where we used them. So we got out there, And we, first thing I thought is I'm going to get a huge crick in my neck. So we got in our big long chairs and sprawled out, put the glasses on. And the first thing you're thinking is, are the clouds going to cooperate? And the cloud cover obscured it a lot in the beginning. But then it passed enough where you could sort of see it. And it was moving pretty slowly. It's not like you need to stare at it for minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes to get the idea. There was enough open sky to where you could indeed see the disk of the moon move over the disk of the sun. And you know it's coming. You know, and we had the partial eclipse in 2017, so we'd kind of seen this part before, but still knowing what was coming, it was like, oh my goodness, here we go. And then as it took like 45, 50 minutes, and it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes. And then I remembered all those articles. I said, do I want to trust them? Because people said, you know, at the moment of totality, you can take the glasses off. That's what the Germans want you to believe. But I Googled hard and I talked to some people I respect. And yeah, at the moment of totality, or like the 3-4 minutes of totality, you can indeed take them off. So it moves across, and then there's that moment of totality. And as it approaches, We're just out in the yard, and it's listen, as Texans, we know this. When the front comes in at about 5 seconds and whap, the temperature drops and it gets dark and you just know a thunderstorm's coming, it was that on steroids. It got darker, it got cooler, and then we looked up, and of course there was nothing in the incredible dark shade of the glasses, so you could take it off in that moment of totality. When that corona encircled the disk of the sun and the moon simultaneously in that dark purple sky, I just wanted to get with everybody who had, pissed on this thing for a few eclipse. I'm bored. It's like Eric Clapton sucks. The people who think that they're too cool to be bothered by stuff. I mean, I'm sorry, you could, if you consumed this and were not moved by it, there is, as I say this with all love, there is something the matter with you. So that was the in my backyard experience. And I said, as I said yesterday, there are two ways to do this. Sort of by yourself in your world or out among a crowd of people. Well, if there's somebody who enjoys crowds of people, who draws crowds of people, producer Rhonda K. Moreland, you were at White Rock?
I was at White Rock Lake, and I promise you it was the best place in the entire world to see and experience the eclipse. And I say that, but then later I went back and consumed some of the coverage on it, and everyone who experienced that yesterday felt the same, that they were in the most beautiful place and the most perfect place for them. It was so incredible. I had given Molly and Christian the opportunity. We did have school. I know there were several schools that were let out. And, you know, KC usually travels during the week. And so I had completely prepared to experience this by myself. But because I run around White Rock Lake all the time, I'd been kind of scoping out my different plan A, plan B, plan C, and really had just settled on one particular place that kept drawing my attention. And it's exactly where I wanted to be. But then as it got closer and closer, I was like, I really want to experience this with Molly and Christian. And so I pulled up to see what the school was doing. And they had asked that there was not going to be any visitors. And so I respect that. I'm a rule follower.
Yes, indeed.
And so I really gave them that choice, because I could also see, especially Molly being her senior year, that she might want to experience that with her friends.
Sure.
And Christian is really he loves his Bishop Lynch community. And so I gave it to them, and Christian was like, no, I'm going to stay. But Molly was like, yeah, I think I really would like to experience this with you. And so as we got closer and closer, well, it was providential, because KC was supposed to be literally in 4 different places they needed him to be yesterday. And it, as the weekend kind of unfolded, it ends up that he was going to be in town on Monday. So he was going to get to experience it too. And he was probably one of those curmudgeons that was just like, oh, not a big deal.
It's going to get dark.
Yeah. So, but I got to tell you, Mark, whenever I got done with the show, I just, jolted over back to East Dallas, and Christian had already went and parked his car, because he's like, wow, people are going to really start coming in.
At school.
No, at White Rock.
So they all peeled off. You were all able to do it together.
Oh yeah, no, they were with it. No,
I was trying to triangulate where everybody was.
I'm sorry.
Keep a track of your whole doggone family.
I know. And so yes, well, and we had we do everything big, and kind of like it was very much like how we used to experience beach volleyball. Is we take the cooler and the picnic and the snack and that snack and just this right chair and this right blanket. And we took in and so Christian's car was there. Molly had you know, taken him over. I wanted my Sonic Ice to experience this. Anyways, got there and everybody was already packed. We jumped in my car. We head over there and people are already starting and to really fill in over at White Rock Lake. And we did find, we're going to be here for a couple hours. So we need cards and we needed, you know, a couple other things. So being so close to White Rock Lake, I was like, just let me run over and get it. And so we had two parking places. And so we moved the pop-up tent to reserve one. And I ran, and this couple, they were so cute. They were just looking at us, shaking us head like we were crazy. But they got a real kick out of watching our family kind of do our Moreland thing and create this space for this experience that we were all about to share. Well, little did they know that they were, by the end of the day, going to be our best friends. And they had experienced the last eclipse. Uh-huh. So what they did know is that we were about to go through the most spiritual experience that our family had been. And we're pretty, you know, we're pretty spiritual family. So we got to know them. They were in from Florida. And throughout the hillside, there was people from Germany. People were just coming over, saying hello, and just really getting into it. And like you said, you as no one does, like, is to tell the story the way you did. And it was so spiritual. And you did, you shared that piece that Mike Pence had shared twice yesterday in the show. But this morning when you shared it with our listening audience, I got moved, moved to tears. There were so many of us that were just moved to tears and just shaken with joy, euphoric. I mean, it was euphoric, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And just being on the hillside with all those people and sharing that. And everybody just, I yelled for joy. I mean, I couldn't
also,
help
was
it.
There also, it got dark, it got quiet. Now, we're just in the backyard where it's quiet anyway. But Lisa said, listen, there was a stillness like nothing. It was like the world stopped. But I'm guessing, you talk about people from around the world. Down in Ennis was apparently ground zero for everybody from Australia and New Zealand. It's like, oh, let's go to Ennis, mate. And so there are people from all over the world. And even in large crowds, there's like this moment of like silent anticipation. And then cheers broke out. And you sent me video that was just amazing. But video does not do it justice.
Oh, no, there's no way. Well, because I tried to do time lapse, and of course my phone died. but fortunately, our new friends from Florida, Jen and Steve, they had shared that video. And of course, Molly had the... and. You know how kids do, they figured out a way to put the glass over the phone and take the pictures, and so she got some great stills. And I didn't get into the phone. I just let the moment just fall all over me completely. Yeah. And yes, definitely, even with that many people, there was that silence and respect.
Yeah.
The respect for the moment, but then yes, the joy was just overwhelming, and people did have to shout and it was incredible.
What a privilege to just thank you, God, for that privilege of being part of your creation and to have your family there, to be back in that yard. But Lisa, we got a little teary eyed. I said, there's nowhere I'd rather be and nobody I'd rather be here with.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when you asked who out there could have experienced that and didn't get moved.
Come on.
I mean, I have to say that the coverage later, whenever I was watching it, and they were so tongue tied and they weren't as Mark Davis, as eloquent in explaining it. But looking back, it was because they were feeling experiencing.
Yeah,
they
were
pros.
I
mean, I've seen them, you know, put on some really good shows before.
Yep.
And so I know they're professionals, but this thing was so powerful and so impactful that they were even they were speechless.
Speechlessness was the appropriate reaction of the moment. Rhonda, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it
you.
So much. Thank you all. All righty. There is. It is kind of interesting because in there were a lot of media react. The local folks did a spectacular job, as Rhonda just mentioned. I mean, this was hard to do. You're like 30 minutes of, well, here it comes. Okay, here it comes some more. Well, here it comes some more. There's only so much you can do. National media, about whom I've often said much, so many national correspondents, well, David, I'm out here, and, you know, it's how funny that the eclipse made its way into the country where a lot of the illegals do it, Del Rio. We let it in, however. It was obeying all proper laws. Anyway, though, it was like, oh, David, I cover so many stories that are unpleasant. You know, back in the studio, this is just at a time when things are so messed up and so fractured and we're so divided. It was so cool to have this moment of unity. You know, the people who are saying this in the national media culture, the people who are saying this, celebrating and clinging to this moment of unity, were the exact people who destroy that unity every day with the nature of their coverage. So I found that a little ironic. All right, quick break, come back. Mike's going to join us from Japan in about 13 minutes. Holy cow. And I want to see what he thinks, because he is, I think they have the internet in Japan. And so he was able to catch the Trump statement on abortion. We covered it live as it was released, got some initial reactions. Then I watched a bunch of reactions play out. Some people who are as pro-life as I am, I want to comfort them because let me pause. I will explain next.
You say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you
I know I could have done blue suede shoes.
Tell the truth now, is love real?
But what fun is that?
Oh, honey, don't.
B-side on blue suede was Honey Don't.
Honey Don't.
The great Carl Perkins. So I roll into WHBQ in Memphis in 1985. And HBQ had played the first Elvis record with Dewey Phillips playing That's All Right Mama in 1954, which at the time was like just 30-ish years earlier. And Carl Perkins rolls through one day and says, son, it's kind of the Bill Mack approach, son, I listen every day. I said, you are kidding me, sir. And he was just recording some stuff on a Memphis music history special somebody was doing. I was like, oh, my goodness gracious me. And Carl Perkins at the time was like 56. And it's been way more years from then to now as it was from then all the way back to the era of Blue Suede Shoes. But the great Carl Perkins, I guess, would have been 92, passed away in 98. Okay, here it is in 60 seconds. Then we'll hit the break. I'll ask Mike about this and a few other things that he's been up to in Japan. As I mentioned yesterday, at the sincere pro-life position is no exception for rape and incest. And yes, we do want federal protection for the unborn. I mean, we do. And that's anything less than that, you're not really pro-life. Rape and incest exception, you're not really pro-life. Okay with the carnage and Holocaust of abortion taking place in California, New York, you're not really pro-life. So that's a pretty judgmental view on my part, but it's mine. And so how in the world did I listen to the Trump thing yesterday and think that's pretty smart? Because he's got to win. That's why. Do y'all think that if Trump had come out yesterday and said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to favor a complete abortion ban. I mean, that would have made Mike Pence happy, would have made these are all the people. Well, nothing's making Mike Pence happy. He's trolling at this point. Let's take Brother Pence off the table. A lot of the people who are as staunchly pro-life as I am, we're talking about how disappointed they were. Guys, if he had echoed our exact level of pro-lifeness, we get four more years of Biden. And how many babies have we saved then? It's a long game. It's not selling out the pro-life movement. It is not compromising on pro-life. It's winning. It's saying, everybody, look, we just overturned Roe v. Wade, what, 10 minutes ago? Let's take the W right now. Be as pro-life as we wish to be in the states that now can do it. Texas, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. Let's let this marinate in and usher the country to a place where they are ready to do the kind of pro-life measures that we favor. None of which is possible if Biden wins. I'll ask Mike about this and a few other things next. Nikki Whaley is in the newsroom. There is only one thing that can get me to play the worst song Styx ever recorded. And that, because this kind of works in this realm, however. Domo Arigato is a show of gratitude. And I am so grateful to my friend Mike Gallagher making good on his pledge, as I knew he would, but on the very, very best day, because we got some stuff in this country to talk about as well. But 14 hours past us. I want to ask him how tonight's baseball games went. It is 9:37 in Tokyo, and our buddy Mike Gallagher is there. How you doing, my friend?
Well, konnichiwa. Greetings from the land of the rising sun. It's so bizarre to be going to bed. And when I'm talking to you after this hit, I'll take a good night's sleep. This time difference is for the birds. I mean, it is 14 hours is wild. I mean, I'm sleeping during the day when everybody's up back in the States. And I'm kind of a little bit of a zombie-like state by about 6 o'clock at night. So, and I can't wait to see what it's like when I get back. But it's just been a glorious trip, but as promised, I thought I'd check in with you because, especially if there's big breaking news like the Trump abortion issue, which you and I want to tackle a little bit. But let me just quickly say, Mark, I never take for granted how blessed I am. You and I are lucky guys to work in the business that we work, and we get to have a nice lifestyle. International travel isn't for everyone. It's not affordable for everyone. It's not practical for everyone. But it is an amazing experience to come to another culture, to see another people, to see how another country operates, to see the culture that's so different from our own. It's just a real life lesson, and it's a little daunting. I mean, even with Google Translate and, you know, a lot in English here, the fact is not everybody is particularly fluent in English, and that can be challenging, you know, when you're trying to have a conversation with the hotel desk clerk or, you know, in the restaurant or on the taxi driver, you know. So you definitely get to feel how guests to our country feel when you can't really navigate. I mean, I tried the subway. Man, oh, man, what a nightmare that was.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but let me say this about the subway, about the ATM machines, about everything here. Mark, it is unbelievable how clean and efficient and modern everything is here. Everything, even the homeless people. I've seen a couple of homeless people. They're well dressed. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Uber drivers in suits and ties and white gloves. Everybody in single file lines, polite. There isn't a bit of trash to be found anywhere. Now, this is the most populous city in the world.
Yeah.
Tokyo has 37 million people. We don't have an American city that comes close.
Nope.
We're not even in the top. They're number one. Mm-hmm. And yet, this place hums like a finely tuned machine. The Shinkansen, the bullet train that I took to Kyoto yesterday, it runs on time, baby. You get on. If it says 5:37, you're on at 5:37.
Yeah, give me 60 seconds on the pastoral beauty of Kyoto versus the urban throb of Tokyo.
Well, Kyoto was a little more modern than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw a lot of temples, and I got to sightsee a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not seeing a lot. I'm not one of these travelers where I got to go 12 hours a day like the Bataan Death March. I can't do that. I like
great reference.
I like to nap. I've gotten about three massages in already. I mean, I like to relax on vacation, so I see a little bit of the sights, but I don't, because honestly, I get overwhelmed. Denise and I used to go places, and we would march around with this grim determination, like most people do.
Right.
And I'm by halfway through, I'm
exhausted.
I'm like,
exactly.
I'm exhausted.
Right. That's not the way to.
Yeah. This, I'm supposed to relax. So I didn't see a lot of Kyoto. I saw a couple of palaces and a couple of beautiful temples. And what's great, Mark, is this is cherry blossom season here. And oh my word, these cherry blossoms are just a God's gift to mankind. So I don't want to spend a lot of time. I want to talk about this big issue with Trump and abortion. I've been following it from over here. But if anyone wants to follow along, the kids of my team have introduced me to YouTube and Shorts, YouTube Shorts. And they're getting good response. I'm posting some videos on the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So please subscribe there. Click the bell to get notified for new messages and new posts. Because I've been taping things from all over the place. The Shinkansen is unbelievable. It goes 200 miles an hour.
That's
crazy. It's the most spectacular train. You watch the landscape go by. You can barely keep up. But I went 280 miles from Tokyo to Kyoto in 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way a rail service, and the subways, you could eat your dinner on the floor of the subway. I mean, it's, boy, to go for, when they, I kept thinking, when the Japanese go to New York,
oh no,
they must think they've gone straight to hell. They must think, I am in hell. I'm in a hellscape. So anyway, if you want to see, I did a lot of taping. And you're going to be mad at me. Everybody's going to be mad today. I went to Disneyland.
Yes, Japanese Disney. I love it.
I had to go to Tokyo Disney.
Well, how did it get 30 seconds? How did it vary from, you know, Orlando or Anaheim?
About a million times better. Yep. And I didn't think anything as far as theme car parks go. Oh, no, they've got it perfected here. They have two parks here, Disneyland and Disney Sea. Yeah. Disney Sea is a little bit like a little smidgen of Epcot and some other stuff, mm-hmm. but it's just perfect. It's really a beautiful park. It's laid out beautifully. They got great rides. And it's neat. It's interesting. The shows are all English, but the rides are in Japanese. So when mm-hmm. Mickey is singing and talking, and Mickey, they're talking English. And
right.
I'm thinking, I don't think most of the people understand them.
Huh.
So they're just nodding their head and clapping. It's kind of a weird mixture. Anyway, check out the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube page because I'm posting a lot of videos from the trip here. And
Excellent.
You can kind of see some of the sights and sounds that I'm seeing. But let's get into it here because you've been posting spectacularly on the Trump abortion statement from Monday. And I think you and I are pretty simpatico on this, but it's a bitter It's a tough thread to needle.
It's really hard. And here we are as two staunch pro-lifers. And I feel like the first thing that we need to do, usually we're doing battle with the left or doing battle with soft GOP rhino weasels. In this particular case, and listen, there's a lot of angles to come at this with, but I think the most valuable thing we can do, and let me give you 30 seconds of me and then just hand you the baton and see what your thoughts are. As I watched pro-lifer after pro-lifer after pro-lifer torch Trump yesterday for betraying pro-life principles, or being soft, or being okay with pro-choice states, just no, 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 no. Number one, he has to win. If Biden wins, how many babies do we save then? And it doesn't mean he's being dishonest. It means his counsel, his position is for everybody to just continue to take the W over the defeat of Roe v. Wade, which he helped us do, and then to give everybody, in the definition of federalism, every state can do whatever it wants to do. That's exactly the way it should be for now. So that my position is, once we get him elected, then we can go to work on the rest of the necessary pro-life agenda, which is national pro-life protections, no rape and incest exception. Because if somebody comes out of the box with that and walks around with that coming out of their mouth right now, they will lose. They will lose, and we cannot lose. How am I doing?
You know, you're spot on. Everybody seemed to concur that Lindsey Graham's pronouncement shortly before the midterms that we ought to have a national ban on abortion wasn't helpful. Everybody said that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like the pro-lifers are going, you know, Lindsey Graham on steroids. And they're saying without a national abortion ban promised by Donald Trump, which incidentally won't occur because he won't get elected. If he made that promise today, the fact is he won't get in office. He will lose. This is the bitter pill we have to swallow. We pro-lifers have to accept this issue isn't winning for us at the ballot box anywhere, every single red state. So after Roe v. Wade was overturned, and you said he was helpful on it or he was instrumental, he orchestrated that.
Yep.
If it wasn't for Donald Trump, Roe v. Wade is still the law of the land. So for all these pro-lifers who are screaming that he has betrayed the pro-life movement, funny, you weren't saying that when Roe v. Wade got overturned.
No, I know.
It's so peculiar. It's a bizarre reality, and I get the emotion of it. People are, listen, we're fighting for the unborn. We're fighting for these millions of innocent babies, but we have to get elected in order to be able to advance a pro-life agenda. So I guess after Roe v. Wade was overturned and everybody was clapping, oh, good, now the states get to decide, here's what's happening. I'm going to give you a little bit of tough love, my pro-life friends. Mm-hmm. You didn't expect to see Alabama go pro-abortion. You didn't, or anti-life. You didn't expect to see these deep red states reject the pro-life legislation. But unfortunately, that's where the country is right now, including the red states. So now, I guess, you want to move the goalposts back. You got to say, okay, well, we don't trust the voters because they're not going to get it right. Let's come up with some national abortion ban that Trump is going to wave his magic wand with if he gets elected. It isn't going to work that way. Because, again, if he said that today, he will not win in November.
Completely
so those are
correct.
Some of the realities we're facing.
You're there 1,000%, Greg. Go ahead.
And I you mentioned about cable news and the poll you posted when you put an X poll up and I reposted it a few minutes ago whether or not it was a sellout to the pro-life community, which is option A, or B, wise November strategy. The Mark Davis poll is showing right now 84% say it's a wise November strategy.
Yep.
So the vast majority of people understand what Trump is doing. And the people who are upset about this, and God bless them. I mean, I don't say this with any animosity. They have a good heart. They are pro-life warriors.
You bet.
But they're not seeing the forest for the trees.
No, exactly.
Here,
there's a myopia, a short-sightedness. It's like they want it all now. They want it all now. I feel like an abolitionist in 1830, where and I'm pretty serious about this, that the end of slavery is what you've got to fight for, but there's just no way in the world it's going to happen. It was an idea whose time had to come, so we fight for that in the trenches every day, and step one is to get Trump to win. And if Trump loses, it sets us back eons. So,
I will say this for those who are, there's a lot of bad faith actors in this. Oh, his poll numbers are dropping.
Yep.
He's got a desperate baloney. I think this is where he's always been.
I do too.
I always think that he felt Roe v. Wade was bad law. He committed to appointing pro-life justices. He did that in order to get Roe v. Wade overturned. This is a state's decision. And if you believe in states' rights, if you believe the people get to decide, and again, states aren't like deciding what we like. They're not, and I hate that. And it hurts my heart. And I hate what these states are doing right now. But these are what the voters are doing. And you better understand that and be savvy enough to realize we will get thumped in November, and we'll never get this country back.
And I'll take Trump, who's kind of a federalist on this, so that maybe the 48th president, DeSantis or whoever, can move us to where I ultimately want to go. All right, a minute or two to go. Hotel good? Everything good? What have you not told us about? Everybody go to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel for all the visuals. Just give me a little.
Everything's been great. No, it's been great. Everything. I mean, it's wild how technologically advanced everything is over here. I mean, look at you and me talking, and we're again thousands and thousands and thousands of miles apart. I've been keeping up with everything. It's horrifying that only CNN is available in the hotel room.
There you go.
So I'm stuck with that drudge, and but everything else is great. I mean, I'm not kidding you. This is one of the most advanced places. I love my country more than anything in the world. I can't wait to get back. But we could learn a lot from a country like Japan.
We can. And the 30 seconds, because
electric cars everywhere. Everybody, everything is electric. Now, again, it's not the end of the world. I'm not going to start that debate, but I will tell you that, and we're different. We like our cars.
Yes,
we like our highways.
Yes.
We don't like our, we're not big with trains. You know, I get all that. But we could learn a lot about the way you treat other crime is almost non-existent here, Mark.
I know, but here's the thing. It is a virtually monolithic society where everybody is very alike. Individualism is just not there. And as soon as you create a messy everybody's from everywhere country, the America wouldn't tolerate for 10 seconds the kind of discipline necessary to have in Japanese society. So I don't sneeze at that. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I respect it. it. That's their gig, and it's amazing to visit, obviously, and I want to do that someday, but give me America.
Give me America all day long. It's just a shame that you're right about the whole, but the collectivism and the subserviency, I get that, but it would be great to have our roads work. It would be great to have our infrastructure better.
Right.
I mean, because there's nothing like it here. So, all right. Well, I'm glad to check everything out. See you next Monday. Thanks for letting me visit with you. And again, don't forget, Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel, and subscribe and click on that, and I'll be sending you my home slides, my family movies from Tokyo.
Cannot wait. Arigato, my friend. Thank you so Arigato. Much. That is Mike Gallagher in Tokyo. It's 7:52. Into the way, 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 way back machine. 80 years, in fact, is the Coleman Hawkins Orchestra. Coleman on the saxophone and Georgie Auld on the clarinet. And the Uptown Lullaby from the spring of 1944. To take us out and into the next hour. Now, coming up at 8:35, Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne is going to join us. She has run a full-page ad in the New York Post saying to New York law enforcement, you don't have to be abused like this. Come to Texas and be cops. How awesome is that? Congresswoman Van Dyne will join us at 8:35. Coming up right out of the 8 o'clock news, almost no conservative commentators wanted to even touch the Trump abortion pronouncement because they're scared to death that if they say Trump was right, that the pro-lifers will be really angry. And if they say Trump was wrong, then some of Trump fans will be really angry. So I'll show you what courage looks like. I say that partially tongue-in-cheek because I think he was dead right, and you won't find anybody more pro-life than me. So let's put that together in the next hour, right here on 660 AM The Answer. Do stick around.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.